The devil doesn't St. Anthony. Yeah, St. Anthony. The devil doesn't bring stuff to our lives. He finds what's already there and he goes to work on it. So, he just finds your weaknesses. He exploits our weaknesses. He finds those places in us where we are vulnerable, and usually places where we have full justification for being so, and he goes to work on them. And the next thing we know, we are in perfectly good standing with ourselves and others, and we're not doing a damn thing for anybody else, including the gospel. So, we put both these things together, and then we're going to stop for the night. See, if that were the only part of the story, then we'd all be sitting in our and crying in our beer and lamenting our our shallow, uninteresting, depressingly middle-class existence, you know, that looks so much like everybody else that we might as well be cookies on a tray, right? Except, what did we learn at the beginning of this class tonight about Paul's story? It's precisely in the middle of that all too common appearance of life that God has said, that's where I will be at work. I'd like you to be out there jumping off the cliffs of faith, you know, so that mountain, you see, you can move that mountain. But I'm not going to leave it up to you. Because if he leaves it up to us, oh boy, you see. So that's part of the nature of the gospel. It's part of the message of grace, is that God has chosen to cast his lot with the world, and he's going to see it through no matter what. You see, no matter how terrible it is, how bad it is, how difficult things get, how recalcitrant his church becomes, how uninspired it is, how lukewarm it becomes, God will not falter in his purposes to bring about what he has promised. To enter into the joy of Christ is to join him. That's what Jesus invited people to do. Forsake all else for the sake of me, and then everything will be given back to you in its proper way. You know, and I'm very surprised over the years in this regard in the Lutheran Church at how few people in the Lutheran Church have ever actually made a serious life-altering commitment to Christ. I mean, a self-conscious decision, not to accept like the fundamentalists, but to take everything they've been hearing at value and then act on it. To actually step out and begin to live as if all this we're hearing in the liturgy and preaching is all true. That the claim on my life is God's and it's absolute. I belong to him. Therefore, I'm going to live for him. I've been amazed at how many people in the Lutheran Church over the years I've met have never done that. Self-consciously made that kind of decision. It's probably because we've been told for so many years that making decisions for Christ is a bad thing. And that's a terrible idea. Give people that impression. You know. We don't want to tell them that you have to accept him before he's going to... That's not our theology, at least not what I believe. But once the reality of baptism begins to become yours, and we understand what that baptism means, what that gospel word of promise means in Jesus Christ, that calls for response. It calls for action, you see? So, and we have that embodied in our liturgy every Sunday, right? After the sermon, what's the next portion of the service called?